קטע מספר אחת מתוך רבש א', מאמר...
Excerpt number one from רבש, to which degree one should achieve so he doesn't have to reincarnate. All the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon. For after he sinned, in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Zohar called upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous pieces. Excerpt number 2, Baal HaSulam, Talmud HaSfirot, Part 8, Item 28, Opnimi. All our work in prayers and practical mitzvot, commandment, is to go back and scrutinize and ascend to all the souls who came from Adam HaRishon and fell to the klipot until they reached their original roots from where they came prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge. Again, excerpt number 5 from Tana de Be'eliyahu Zuta. Israel are not redeemed by affliction or by enslavement or by jolting, nor by madness or pressure or by absence of nourishment, but rather by 10 people sitting with each other, and each of them reads and learns with his friend, and their voice is heard.
קטע מספר 7 מתוך רבש א'.
Excerpt number 7 from רבש, article concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others, would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
קטע מספר 8 מתוך בעל הסולם.
Excerpt number 8 from בעל הסולם. Not the time for the livestock to be gathered. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the whole public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, as it is written, all who is proud. For there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. Thus, every person must gather with all of his strength into the whole of Israel with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and in the work, and include himself in the root of all of Israel.
Excerpt
number 9 from Likutei Halachot, Rules of the Synagogue. The prime ascension of the soul and its completeness is when all the souls merge and become one. For then they rise to the Kedusha, holiness, since the holiness is one. Therefore, the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of souls. For this reason, a prayer is mainly in public and not alone, so that one will not be separated and alone, as this is opposite from the holiness. Rather, we must unite the holy congregation together and become one, and this is a prayer in public, and specifically in the synagogue. And this is the prayer in public, and specifically in the synagogue, for there the souls gather. This is the completeness of the prayer.
How do we do this?
Baal HaSulam writes, there is no happier situation in the world except when he finds himself despaired with his own strength, meaning that he has exerted and did everything he could to do, but there is no cure. Because then he is worthy of a complete prayer for his help, for the Creator's help, since he knows for certain that his own work will not yield him any benefit. And as long as he feels some power of work on his own, his prayer is incomplete, because the evil inclination comes first and says that he must first do what he can, what is in his power, and then he will be favored by the Creator. This is what our evil inclination tells us, our ego. And they said about that, the sages, the Lord is high and the low will see. Because after a person exerts in all kinds of work and becomes disillusioned, he comes to the real lowliness, for he knows that he is the lowest person. For he is nothing that is good in his body. And then his prayer is complete and he is answered by his generous hand, meaning